You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM as we come your way on this Monday edition of the show on this September the 21st. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes off to my right, 10 feet away here in the KGYM studios. On the other side of the glass, it is Buttons, our trusty producer, our terrific producer, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on this Monday as your local programming block gets underway. 1600 AM along with 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Great Monday show, our usual Monday lineup. Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us coming up in just a little bit. Plenty to talk about, the return of Big Ten football with Mike. Iowa State getting ready for their conference opener and their first road game of the year as they take on TCU. And much more. We'll do our Monday talk with Mike coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. We encourage you to use that. Again, 319-366-1600. Also, that is our phone line as well. 319-366-1600 as we welcome you in here on this Monday. Not only that, but we also have, not only today, but the entire week, courtesy of our friends and great friends at Cedar Ridge, just south of town, Cedar Ridge Brewery. We have a bottle of bourbon each day this week in honor of September being National Bourbon Heritage Month. Did you know that, Mark Dukes? It's National Bourbon Heritage Month.
I did not, but I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make five listeners very excited about that. And you must be 21. Please keep that in mind. You must be 21 years of age and or older to win. Yeah, I should put older as well. 21 or older to win. And we're going to have a winner each day. The best bourbon comes from the best corn here in the state of Iowa. Sorry, Kentucky. Cedar Ridge, Iowa bourbon is made from family farmed corn in Winthrop, Iowa. Beautiful Buchanan County. And we're going to give you a chance to win that coming up on the program today. I am not eligible. Mark is not eligible. Buttons isn't eligible. Halas is not even eligible for this. So it's all there. You've had four people eliminated, your chances of winning go up even more.
It's good stuff. I had a small sample of it a while back.
I've had more than a small sample.
Before me is a recipe for Cedar Ridge bourbon apple cider. As the temperatures plummet at night, man, that could be good.
Great around your fire pit in the backyard or whatever you're doing outside. Trust me on that one.
Giving our friend Stumpy a run for his money and his apple cider. This is Cedar Ridge bourbon apple cider, folks.
There you go. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That is a phone line as well as we take you through the Monday edition of the program with you. We'll get to the weekend that was in the world of sports. Lots of topics. Of course, Big Ten football back from last week. Pac-12 football looks like it's going to be back on the radar probably as early as Friday of this week, perhaps. We shall see. We shall see how it all plays out. A couple odds and ends I have to take care of, first of all. Thanks to everybody again on the Crandic Tour. We had a great finale to the season. In the senior division, congratulations to my friend Pat Erb, not only winning yesterday, not only player of the year, but a hole-in-one yesterday on number 4 at Amana. Congratulations, Pat. Well deserved.
Quite a weekend for him, and maybe a little more expensive than he anticipated.
I think he got away fairly cheaply although I did throw a couple on there, as well as the rest of our playing group did as well. But yeah, it was congratulations to him. And yeah, I think he got I think he got a skin on that hole, so I think it all evened out. but that was great of Pat, and congratulations to everybody out there. Matt Taylor as well was the player of the year in the Open Division, and oh, Rich Patterson, our friend Rich Patterson in the Super Seniors. So congratulations to all those folks. Great weekend. Pink Pine's tough. I'm just going to say that right now. Very, very tough.
Yeah, it's pretty good conditions this weekend, and that would that helped things a bit. It wasn't too windy for you. And congratulations, a nice solid tournament for you. Not a winner, but solid enough.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. Should have been better, but it was fine. It'll do.
Yeah, you don't do well at 6:30 in the morning, do you?
I do not. We've gone over this before. I recognize one 6:30 a day, and it's usually not the morning one.
But that's it developed into a very good tour, and congratulations to the organizers that put it on and all the players that compete.
Yep, a lot of fun out there. 319-366-1600 has come up on 10 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Of course, much better players, sorry, to everybody. We're at Wingfoot over the weekend, and it was Bryson DeChambeau winning a very interesting U.S. Open, Mark, to grab the most headlines as far as the weekend is concerned. Bryson DeChambeau runs away with the win at Wingfoot, and now it's cyclical. Everything is cyclical in life. I've said that before. But now you are back to another possible golf revolution. I don't believe everyone is going to now go out, put on X number of pounds, drink nothing but protein shakes and steaks, eat nothing but steaks like Bryson DeChambeau, and just doesn't matter the hole usually, doesn't matter the situation, doesn't matter the tournament, doesn't matter the circumstance, get on every tee and just blow the ball 375 yards down the fairway, and if it comes to land in the rough, you're so close to the green, it really doesn't matter. Everyone in golf is now very worried about the fact that the game is going to be changed forever because of what Bryson DeChambeau did over the weekend. And to a certain extent, Matthew Wolff, but Matthew Wolff is still only hitting it 310, 315, 320. Comes down to this. Matthew Wolff on Saturday hit two fairways, shot, 65 or something like that. Tied Justin Thomas for the low round. I told you I'd love to see Matthew Wolff win for many reasons, but didn't happen because you're not going to keep doing what you're doing, hitting two. It happened to Patrick Reed as well. You just can't keep missing fairways in the U.S. Open and win. And unless you're hitting the ball 380 yards, and I think that's why the golf world right now is just a little bit on edge. Because of what Bryson DeChambeau is doing. He's taking, basically, you can have 5-inch rough if you're hitting wedges into greens from angles that you want, and that's what he did at Wingfoot all weekend.
It was surely a dominating performance for DeChambeau, winning his first major, and I hasten to say it probably won't be his last. The thing that I think about is not only did he transform his body, gaining 40 pounds since last season, you still need to get it in the hole. And I think a lot of folks are focusing on, and justifiably so, his bulking up and being able to hit it further than anybody else on the planet. But he has a terrific short game and a very, very good putting routine. And if he's on, he's almost unbeatable. And I don't wish him any bad luck, but I wonder if he's going to be able to sustain this for a period of time. It wasn't too long ago, remember Brooks Koepka, who is a pretty good build in his own right, a very powerful guy. And now he's suffering some injuries right now. And again, I don't wish that on DeChambeau, but whether he's going to be able to sustain you know, his violent swings, and as hard as he goes at it, he's fairly accurate. He hit less than half of his fairways as well.
Correct.
I think 23 of 56, something like that. But that was the case for the whole field. But great tournament for Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson.
Was. Top 10.
Tied his best ever finish in a U.S. Open, tied for eighth. And he missed a five-footer on 18 for par. And he missed a couple other short birdie putts earlier in the round on the back nine. But those were not your run-of-the-mill straight five-footers. Those had a lot of curve to it. And you can't really say, well, if he'd have made those, it would have even been better. Because remember that boomerang putt he made,
oh, man.
A one-in-a-million putt. What was it, the second round, something
second
like that?
Second round, yeah.
At any rate, Zach moved up more than 50 spots in the world golf rankings. He's still outside the top 100, but whether this is a resurgence for Zach, we'll see. But a very good tournament for him, and not a lot of the other top players could say that.
No. 319-366-1600.
He won the over 40 division, as
that's
he
right.
tweeted out.
He tweeted out, I won the over 40 division, and that doesn't pay out any extra, although he did get a very fine a weekend as far as the monetary portion of it is concerned. Also gets, more importantly, Zach, into next year's United States Open. Top 10 get automatic qualifications into next year's Open at Torrey Pines. So Zach is going to be playing there next June.
Good start in the money list, FedEx Cup points.
It's already
whatnot.
In the Masters for life.
Exactly.
So we know that. And more than likely is going to be in all, with that top 10 finish, he will be in all the majors next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big, big finish yesterday for Zach Johnson. So congratulations to him. Does not have to worry about that as far as the majors are concerned for 2021. And by the way, the next two majors, Masters, Masters.
Yes.
How fun does that sound?
November, April, right?
November, April. And it's still going to be weird to see Augusta National in November without all the color and splendor, but it will be the Masters and without patrons out there as well. Hopefully they'll be back coming up in 2021. 319-366-1600, 316 here on the Monday edition of the program. So you had the golf from the weekend. The NFL, everyone also concentrating on the fact that a rash of injuries yesterday around the National Football League. Some big names were taken down because of the injury bug yesterday. And I guess it remains to be seen. Many, 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 many people are putting this on the fact that there weren't preseason games. There has not been as much contact. There has not been as much practice. There has not been as much this. There has not been as much that. I'm with you. I hate to see injuries. You hate to see injuries. But it's going to be the situation. You're going to have injuries every single year as far as that is concerned. And you don't like to see them. It happens every year, though. Just a few more frontline people this year. Now, if this trend continues, then maybe, yeah, you can say, well, maybe we have to look at something. If these injuries continue in week 3, week 4, week 5, week 6, whatever the case may be. I'm not jumping to any conclusions yet, because seeing some of these injuries, they're football-related. I mean, it's just part of a tackling in the game. And like I said, I think we'll just have to wait and see how it all plays out. But, boy, there were a ton. Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, to name two. Drew Locke of the Denver Broncos also going down yesterday. It was just it was a bad day.
Yeah, those two in particular, Saquon Barkley out for the season and McCaffrey out 4 to 6 weeks. The last I looked, Jimmy Garoppolo went out for the 49ers. Not sure where C.J. Beathard was. Mullins came in for him. Beathard,
I'm not sure Beathard's on there anymore.
He may not be.
At least he's not the second guy.
I kind of lost track of him there. But at any rate, Tyrod Taylor of the Chargers got hurt in pregame warmups.
Yep, an injection for an injury, and it went sideways. And so Justin Herbert came in. And interestingly enough, that a lot of people saying that, and I would agree, it's totally different. If you're getting ready for a scouting report on one quarterback and you have to change before the game and you have nothing, absolutely nothing, on the new quarterback coming in, on the road, tough situation against a decent team.
Tough on Herbert, too.
Tough on him as well. But, man, Harrison Butker, holy cow. 258-yard field goals for the Chiefs yesterday to get the, including one in overtime to get the victory.
Yeah, as far as the injuries go, the lack of a preseason, I'm not sure how much that mattered, because the frontline players
were going to play anyway.
Hardly play anyway. They might play a quarter in the third game and maybe play a half of the fourth game. It does give them reps. These guys are in supreme shape, and they are football injuries, and we see football injuries each and every year in the NFL, unfortunately, and we're probably going to see more. It's just one of those things. George Kittle, the Iowa tight end, hurt last week, and he's out for a period of time, and that was a football injury.
Yeah,
hit high, hit low. So the beat goes on. Check your waiver wires.
Yeah, check your waiver wires out there, everyone. 319-366-1600. C.J. Beathard is the third string quarterback in the latest depth chart for the San Francisco 49ers.
Gotcha.
So he is on the team, but Mullins is ahead of C.J. Beathard. So that is why you did not see him yesterday. 319-366-1600. As we take you through the Monday edition of the program. Traffic note, thanks to our friend Wedge here. Blair's Ferry Road backed, from trying to read this here. Can you decipher this?
I'm going to take a look here, yeah.
From VOISN to Blair's Ferry on 380 is...
I'm sure that's Boyson.
Okay, Boyson, very good. Boyson to Blair's Ferry is really backed up because of an accident. So if you're in that area, North Hiawatha, northeast side of Cedar Rapids, you may want to take a different route.
Thank you, Wedge. Give us an update if you can.
Yep. Very good. You got Boyson out of that.
Boyson, V-O-I-S-I-N, it came in, and Wedge... about as good as me sometimes.
Well, that's probably he was doing it voice to whatever. And Boyson sounds like Voisin, and away you go with that.
I'm guessing.
There you go.
Yeah.
319-366-1600. So we had football over the weekend, college football. SEC play starts this week. Big 12 conference play starts this week. Not a whole lot of earth-shattering events taking place as far as the college football weekend is concerned. The college sports news close to home that we found out today, our friends at the American Rivers Conference announcing today that their winter sports season is not going to start until the calendar year 2021. That announced by the American Rivers Conference today. So they will not sure exactly how they're going to play things out as far as basketball is concerned. Wrestling, I'm sure, will just be a conference-only situation. Basketball may also only be a conference-type situation this year, but nothing in the calendar year 2020 as far as American Rivers Conference for their winter sports season. That today from Chuck and Dan over there at the American Rivers Conference headquarters.
There is that. On the flip side, the Minnesota Athletic Association announced high school football is going to return.
Yes, it is.
Minnesota teams are going to have a six-game season starting with practice September 28th, and that was at a meeting of the association up there this morning. So good for those Minnesota high school athletes up there as the Iowa season trudges on. Some replacement games out this week. Davenport Assumption is going to play Washington at Kingston Stadium
Saturday
afternoon. And Jefferson's supposed to play Iowa City West. No replacement there as yet. Perhaps
there might not be a game at Kingston on Friday night this week.
That's true. Jeff's supposed to play Friday night out there. So if Jeff doesn't have a replacement, that's going to be – Kingston's going to be dark.
Weird.
Which would be very, very strange. And there was one other edition that I can't remember.
Prairie and Lindmar are Saturday.
We knew that. Yeah.
If you know what you saw it and I did not see it. We are still trying to figure out our game on 107.5 FM for Friday night. We will have a very good Class A game for you on 106.3 FM. Lisbon and Iowa City Regina, top 10 teams going at it right there. So that will be a dandy, and that will be on 106.3 FM. Like I said, we're kind of waiting to see how everything filters out before we figure out our game Friday night on 107.5 FM.
Cedar Falls was supposed to play Iowa City High this week, and there was one report that I saw that Cedar Falls may play number one ranked Southeast Polk, but that has not been confirmed. Dowling is also off this week. Looks like they may just take a week off.
Having trouble finding an opponent?
But we know what happened with West Liberty and Lisbon coming up with a game Friday afternoon and going ahead and playing. It was a 14-12 game, terrific game. That was well chronicled by, I think, Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. And so stay tuned this week.
More on that traffic situation. Left lane of I-380 northbound near Boyson Road exit is blocked by several emergency vehicles. Traffic also backed up to near the 42nd Street exit. And also a similar blockage in the left lane of southbound I-380 in this area for emergency vehicles. So if you're in the 42nd Street, Boyson Road area for I-380, just try to avoid that right now as there are several emergency vehicles there and traffic is backed up certainly there.
So, and several gawkers as well.
I'm sure that is the case as well. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600 at 25 past the hour of 3. We are into the final week of the Major League Baseball season, Mark. How about that? That went quickly, those 60 games. And several teams punching their tickets as far as the baseball playoffs are concerned. Still, the National League is very much up in the air right now. American League, the East is already set as far as two of the teams that are going to make it, Tampa Bay and the Yankees. The White Sox and the Twins have already clinched in the Central. Oakland has clinched in the West, so three more spots are available. It will be between Toronto, Cleveland, and Houston. More than likely, they are going to get those spots. Toronto with a game over 500 right now, but they've got a pretty healthy lead. Detroit is now 8 games under 500. Baltimore is 8 games under 500. Seattle is 7 games under 500. So looks pretty good for Cleveland, and you could see Cleveland and Tampa possibly, in the first round. We'll see how it all plays out. That's the way that the American League looks. In the National League, only the Dodgers and the Padres have clinched spots so far going into the last week of the postseason. In the East, Atlanta has a 3-game lead on the Miami Marlins. Yeah, those Miami Marlins. In the Central, the Cubs with a 3.5-game lead over the Cardinals, 4.5 over both Cincinnati and Milwaukee. In the West, San Francisco is at 500. They are still hanging on, but you've got Milwaukee at 500, Cincinnati at 500, San Francisco at 500, the Phillies at a game over 500, and not all those teams are going to make the playoffs. It's going to be a very interesting last week of the baseball season, especially in the National League.
Yeah, in the National League, 7 or 8 teams going for wild card spots. Remember that the first two finishers in each division automatically make the playoffs regardless of record, and then the remaining spots filled by wild card teams. And as I mentioned, in the National League, you've got at least a half a dozen teams, by my count, that are going to be scratching and clawing and fighting this week to secure a postseason berth. And quite possibly you might have a 500 team make the playoffs, maybe an under 500 team. But the American League looks pretty set.
Pretty set.
But the National League is going to be a very, very interesting week.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. And, a lot of baseball coming up. We, of course, had the retirement of Ron Gardenhire Over the weekend, the former Minnesota Twins manager, now the manager, former manager of the Detroit Tigers, announcing his retirement over the weekend. And Gardy has more time to bowl now, I would imagine. He's a big bowler.
He does. He said he was feeling some stress, and Lloyd McClendon taking over in Detroit. And love Gardy, not just because he managed the Twins, and Twins won 6 division titles in his tenure. I mean, I love Tom Kelly back in the day, the 80s and 90s, and love Molitor, love Rocco Baldelli. But Gardy got a start in the Midwest League, I was reminded, in Kenosha. And in 1988, the Cedar Rapids Reds defeated the Kenosha Twins in the Midwest League Championship Series. So Gardy had a visit or two to Cedar Rapids in the day, but really likable guy. Of course, his son is a Toby, mm-hmm. I think, now in the managerial ranks. So, excuse me. Wish Gardy well.
Yeah, very much. He will be missed as far as the baseball world is concerned. And just a really good, as they say, baseball man. Is that an overused phrase right there? 319-366-1600.
Well, let's get a definition, but I know what you're saying.
I know. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a quick break, come back. I want to pose a question to folks out there. We'll talk to Mike Colas in about 5 or 6 minutes, but an interesting question that came up over the weekend.
I love it. You shared it with me yesterday,
I know,
right?
And yeah. I want to get people's thoughts about it. So we're going to talk about that briefly, and then Mike Colas will join us coming up in a little bit. Stay tuned. More to come on The Gym Class here on KGYM.
Play your game with your first bet risk-free, up to $500, only at Elite Sportsbook. Just sign up for a new Elite Sportsbook account and make your first bet online. If it is graded as a loss, we will match it with a free bet up to $500. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for a list of casino locations and sign up today. You will always be in the game with Elite Sportsbook. Offer valid for a limited time. Must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Oh, look at this. The bar on Main Street is looking for a new bartender.
What are you doing?
Looking for a job.
Honey, just enjoy your retirement.
You know, I'd love to, but have you seen what Joni Ernst has been up to?
What do you mean?
Ernst voted to cut Medicare by almost $500 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, and Ernst supported a plan that would force us to pay $6,000 more a year out of our pockets for health care.
$6,000 more a year? For each of us?
Yep. The Wall Street Journal said the plan would, quote, essentially end Medicare.
But we've been paying into Medicare for years.
It's completely unfair. Plus, Ernst also voted to let insurance companies charge an age tax on us.
So even more money out of our pockets. You think the bar would hire me, too?
I think we might be better off voting against Joni Ernst.
Paid for by DSCC, DSCC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If it's time to update your home, the designers at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help create the space of your dreams with impeccable Wellborn cabinetry. The Wellborn family began crafting these American-made cabinets nearly 60 years ago, and the tradition of utmost quality and care continues. So for a space that's remarkable indeed, design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Film Scene's been a Midwest One Bank customer since we were founded, almost 9 years ago now.
We're talking with Andrew Sherburn from Film Scene Theater about Midwest One Bank.
This is a bank that cares about their community. Midwest One Bank is absolutely a partner in our business. We worked with their loan department when we had to expand.
From loans to checking, business credit cards to treasury management and more, trust Midwest One Bank with all your business banking.
Midwest One Bank really is simply better banking.
Member FDIC. Loans subject to credit approval.
Back with you in The Gym Class at 3:32 here on KGYM. Mike Colas in about 5 minutes or so. Also, your chance to win from Cedar Ridge. A bottle of bourbon, 21 years or older to win. We will have your chance to do that coming up here in just a little bit as we celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month. 319-366-1600 is our number, our text line, our phone number as well. We're going to get to that question that we came up with through the weekend. If we don't get to it today, we'll get to it tomorrow. We'll put it on the shelf. It'll stick for a few days, the question. So we'll get to that in a little bit. With another question, our friend Joel from Muscatine joining us here at 3:33 on a Monday. Hi, Joel. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So I've been thinking about this all weekend with all the teams that have had their schedules interrupted due to whether it's an opponent or an own issue in their own school district with having to shut their football teams down or other sports down. Are they going to get preferred seating? I guess my question is, say a team A is 3-4, but they played the full 7-game season, and another team is, you know, maybe 4-0, but they didn't play 3 games because of having to have off dates due to, is the team with the lower record but more games going to get maybe a higher seed? It seems like you should reward the schools that have been able to fortunately manage this situation a little bit better. Maybe reward's not the right word, but I just would hate to see, you know, a team have to travel to a team that's really only played 3 games maybe and hasn't been proven, you know, so yeah, to speak. So has there been a discussion on how they're going to seed the playoffs?
No. The quick answer is no. Nothing official as of yet. Now, when the revised schedules were sent out, and we talked about this at halftime Friday night of our game, and John brought it up that the factors that are going to go into it are geography, as well as the last one was team availability. Now, according to the Iowa High School Athletic Association, it's if you do not play a game, it is not going to be held against you. So my best guess is that a team that is 3-0 or 4-0 and has not played the full complement of games this season is going to have a better seed, for lack of a seed number, for lack of a better term, than a team that you talked about. It's 3-3 or 3-4 or 4-3 or something like that. I mean, that's just what I'm taking it by, according to their verbiage. But again, nothing has come out concrete.
Well, if there's anything that we've learned about the association the last few weeks is that they're interpreting everything through the letter of the law. So it's whether it's eligibility or seating. So it's been an issue all year long. So that's my guess, and I'll be critical of them on a different time. And thanks to the Cedar Rapids Gazette for finally giving the best team in the state some publication and some ink today with their write-up on Morningside. So I appreciate that.
Yes, I thought of you the first when I first saw that. I go, Joel's going to be happy.
Yeah, we need more of that over here in Eastern Iowa. You know, 31 games in a row, 44 of their last 45. A lot of good players go and sit on the bench at a D2 school, and they could go win a national title at an NAIA school and stay in the state of Iowa. So
there you go. On Morningside.
And get a better scholarship. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joel. Bye. Appreciate it. 3:36. We're going to take a break. Mike Halas joins us next.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
If it's time to update your home, the designers at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help create the space of your dreams with impeccable Wellborn cabinetry. The Wellborn family began crafting these American-made cabinets nearly 60 years ago, and the tradition of utmost quality and care continues. So for a space that's remarkable indeed, design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference, like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities, and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
We are back. It is 3:38 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Your chance to win from Cedar Ridge Brewery that bottle of bourbon for National Bourbon Heritage Month. As we are celebrating that, celebrating bourbon as America's native spirit. Your chance to win that coming up in just a little bit. Cedar Ridge Bourbon, locally made from grain to glass, just 10 minutes south in Swisher. 319-366-1600, our chance to bring in Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can read his stuff at thegazette.com. Also give him a follow on Twitter. And before we get to Mike again, yes, more folks letting us know. Traffic right now, northbound, southbound I-380 around Boyson Road, 42nd Street, is pretty much at a standstill. So if you can find an alternate route, that would behoove you to do that, as we bring in Mike, who always comes up with an alternate route at times. How you doing?
Oh, I'm not sure now. You completely threw me off with that comment.
Every time I hear the word behoove, I think of MASH.
The road less traveled, Scott. Take that one.
There you go. There you go.
I took 380 to Waterloo the other night, and it was real slow going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, slow and steady wins the race. How many more adages?
Traffic on the nine.
That's what we have. We've got Big Ten football back, Mike. Maybe.
Yeah, that's the plan, isn't it?
We've had.
What do you think of the schedule?
It didn't really shock me. Iowa has two of the crossover games that they were originally scheduled. Well, in scheduled 2.0 to have. So I think that was going to be the case all along, according to insiders. Nebraska, of course, feels like they've been slighted for the 300th time by the Big Ten Conference, and for the 299th time have threatened to leave.
I thought that was – Pat Forty had an interesting take. He's with Sports Illustrated now. He said that, you know, you do understand that Michigan and Michigan State and Rutgers and Maryland and Indiana – play Ohio State and Penn State every year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, you're a member of the conference. It's, you know, as you guys well know, it's like what Nature Boy Ric Flair said so many times. If you want to be the man, you've got to beat the man. So Nebraska should, you know, should try and
relish
the man instead of complaining about it. I don't want to be one of these Iowa people who hop on Nebraska at any given opportunity just for, you know, to pander to Iowa fans, but, I mean, come on. Those games were on Nebraska's original schedule. Iowa was supposed to play Penn State and Ohio State, but both of those games were scheduled on the road, and there was no way that they could keep both of those games on the road when you can only have one crossover road game this season and one crossover home game.
As far as the schedule, my take is it's backloaded or front-loaded, depending on how you look at it. Some very difficult games at the end. The opener at Purdue is not going to be easy. It's going to be interesting to see how teams come out that first game, because it is just conference games and no tune-ups.
Yeah, and as we've seen a lot of already this season, those first games are pretty ragged. This year especially, but, I mean, look no further than Ames. But it's Iowa State, certainly not the only team that came out of the gates, you know, really choppy. So I think you could see almost anything in the first week. Now, I realize that they've got another month to get their acts together, but, you know, it's been a long time since they've put on pads and helmets and hit somebody else.
The over and under, depending on where you look, for Iowa wins this year is 5, and that's based on a 9-game season. And our poll question today, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, how many losses do you see on Iowa's schedule. One, two, a three, or more are the three choices. Any idea, Mike?
I thought when I first saw that, I thought five was low, because that means that to lose that bet, they'd have to go 4-5 or worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, geez, load up.
That is if nine games are played.
I don't think the first three games, I mean, I think that the first three games, not overwhelming. I mean, Purdue on the road, the first game, it could be anything goes on that deal, but Purdue sort of in rebuild mode, I guess. I mean, they don't seem like they're certainly not a top 25 team entering the season.
No Rondale Moore, as of now, anyway, no Rondale Moore.
Right, right. And again, who knows? I mean, Louisiana and Marshall are ranked right now, but then you've got Northwestern and Michigan State at home, and I don't think either one of those teams are supposed to be anything special. So you got to come out of that three-game set with at least two wins, if not three, and then it gets real serious real fast.
Yeah, it really does. Thoughts about the end of the year on December the 19th? Not only a Big Ten championship game, maybe in Indianapolis, we'll see. How the Colts play out, but 2-2, 3-3, unless, of course, they're going to try to avoid rematches if at all possible, so you could see the shuffling there. But for 1 year, maybe, I think it's a pretty cool idea. What do you think?
Well, it's a year of improvising all over the place. There was a college football game just this weekend that was scheduled on 6 days' notice, which – you know, you thought it was impossible. You thought that these games, they needed 5, 10, 15 years in advance to schedule all this. Well, you can do it pretty quickly after all. But I think that this 1-1, 2-2 on down the line thing is going to be, you know, it'll be as much interest as how low your number is. If it's 7-7, you don't care.
No.
You know? I mean, if you're Iowa and you finish fourth, and let's say you've got, I don't know, Maryland on December 19th, who cares? But if let's say you finish second, okay, and, you can't play Penn State a second time, but let's say it's Michigan. Well, anytime you play Michigan, you're going to be interested. So potentially, there's no way of knowing how you're going to feel about it on December 19th, but I will say this, if you finish in the top two or three in the division, you'll be interested, and after that, not terribly much.
Mike, you have not given up the ghost in covering the four sports that were dropped at the University of Iowa, and thank you for that. I noticed in the Barta/Ferentz news conference, Zoom meeting, as it were, that you asked Gary Barta, if you're going to have football, doesn't that give us some wiggle room to return to swimming, tennis, gymnastics, what have you? And Gary pretty much shut the door on that. And now I see that you've written and talked to many of the athletes, some of the athletes anyway, in those four sports. What are your feelings about where that stands?
Well, I don't know what to make of it. I know that the athletes and the alumni who've been involved in those programs and parents of those people who are currently in the programs feel like there's been a total lack of transparency. And they say that when Barta and Bruce Harreld announced on August 21st that the plug was pulled on those four, that it was because of the COVID-19 effects, because of no football season, no fall sports, and the money, obviously, that was lost from that. Now, I don't know exactly how much money's coming back because they're going to have X number of games on TV. You're not going to have box office gates, so, you know, that's significant. And you're not going to have 100% of your TV money, from what I understand. But it just seems like there hasn't been a complete full explanation. And Iowa drops four sports. Minnesota shortly thereafter dropped either three or four, depending on how you look at it. but nobody else in the Big Ten has. And Stanford dropped a bunch of sports early. That's a private school. But there haven't been very many Power Five schools that have done it. And to me, there just hasn't been a definitive answer of why those four sports. Do you save enough money dropping those four sports? And I know you can talk about numbers in any way you want to, but there's an argument that all the out-of-state students that are on those four teams, you know, by and large, were paying tuition. You're not talking about full scholarship with the vast majority of people on those four teams. So you are losing money in that regard, too. There's a lot of, you know, I's that haven't been dotted and T's that haven't been crossed in this deal. And when I keep hearing over and over again from people on that side that they haven't had things adequately communicated to them and that they suspect that those sports getting dropped was in the works anyway before all this, I guess I'd just like to hear more from the Iowa side.
No, David and Hudson, there's not any tense moments or terseness between Mike and Gary Barta. You guys are both doing your job, so, I mean, you're asking questions.
I could have come off better when I asked that question. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Mike joining us here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class, coming up on 3:50.
No, he asked you if that was your perception, and you said, yeah. Yeah,
well, I guess it was. But, you know, I'm willing to listen to both sides, and I try to. Iowa called me Thursday and said that Barta wanted to talk to me about it and was going to call me today, and he didn't, but I know he will. And, you know, we'll report their side just as quickly and happily as we'll report to anybody else's.
There you go. Not only college football news, but maybe down the headlines a little bit, college basketball. Sounds like late November, around Thanksgiving time, that the NCAA at least is going to look at trying to start the college basketball season. Good news for everyone. Even bigger good news for Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes, one would think.
Yes, I mean it's going to be 3 weeks later than normal, and I think that's good.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, they start too early anyway, in my opinion. But this year, with football backed up, it's probably a good thing to back up basketball as well, so that they aren't overlapping as much as they might have been. I don't know how the schedule is going to work. They say they're going to play at least four non-conference games. Don't know who those will be and where and how.
It won't be
you
and
I. Don't know how any of this is going to happen.
I know it won't be you and I.
No, I mean, you figure Iowa State, and you don't know if they're – I heard that the Gavitt games might be back on, so that would be a good opponent from the Big East. And the two other games, I don't know. Maybe part of this pseudo-tournament they were planning to host all along. But is there going to be bubble basketball for the Hawkeyes and for everybody? Don't know that. How's the Big Ten schedule going to work? Will there be Big Ten games in December? Don't know that. But it sounds like these are things that are going to be detailed sooner rather than later.
Last from me, Mike, because we need to give away a bottle of bourbon here in a little bit from Cedar Ridge.
All right, ask me the question so I can win it.
What's in bourbon apple cider? No, I'm just kidding. You've covered.
I don't know. I'm too smashed to be able to tell.
You've covered Zach Johnson as much as anybody, and chronicled his career. Tied for eighth in the U.S. Open yesterday. Could have been a little bit better. Could have been worse too, I guess. But I don't know if this is a resurgence for Zach, but that was a very nice performance.
Yeah, I think it was the kind of setup that probably, I don't know, I wouldn't say it played to his strengths, but, I mean, he missed about as many fairways as most of them. That's all they did was miss fairways, it seemed like. But Awfully good. Yeah, a top 10 in a major. I don't care where it is, when it is. It's good. I believe it was his 10th of his career. And a resurgence, yeah. I mean, I think he's played well the last 2 months, and it certainly showed the last 4 days.
Yep.
I think we're all going to have steaks and drink protein shakes now so we can
Not
all
me. It's
be...
too late for that, man.
We can all be Bryson DeChambeau. We will see. But
when's the last time that you had a delicious protein shake?
Never.
Actually, I had a sip of a couple my wife made last night.
Protein shakes?
Very nice. Very good. Yeah.
You know what's good sometimes is a nice smoothie.
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. That's nice. That's nice.
I haven't, you know, it's been such a weird year. I made my first trip to a Dairy Queen Saturday in 2020.
Mm.
I usually go about 20 times a year.
So you got out finally.
Well, it wasn't. It's getting out. Plus, usually the lines have been so long that it's not worth it for me. But it's like I was jonesing for ice cream. So, you know, that crack about, you know, being smashed, that I don't do that. But my weakness is the sweet treats.
I'm guessing cherry dilly bars for Michael Oss. I don't know.
No, I like the blizzards. Oh, God, I love the blizzards.
So
don't
do
you?
I love
yes,
them.
Yes, yes.
I love them. They're
yeah.
great. They are great.
The thing is, I always order a size, and I think this sounds like it's going to be big, and it's like, well, this isn't as big as I hoped it would be. And then after I have it, it's like it's a good thing I didn't get a bigger one.
Read his column at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter, and we'll have Iowa State TCU coming up this weekend down in Fort Worth, and we'll see if the Cyclones can bounce back, and the SEC gets into the fray this weekend as well. All right, Mike, appreciate it. Thank you for the time, and we'll talk next week.
Very well.
Michael Oss. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Halas. 3:55 here on the program, and... we need to, right now, give you an opportunity to pick up, if you're 21 years of age or older, a gift certificate for a bottle of Cedar Ridge Bourbon. September is National Bourbon Heritage Month, and we are going to give you an opportunity to pick up all this week here on the Gym Class program as we celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month. From Cedar Ridge Brewery, just 10 minutes south in Swisher, your chance to win some Cedar Ridge bourbon. Great, great award-winning stuff. The best bourbon comes from the best corn, sorry, Kentucky. We're going to let caller number 6 have our first bottle at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
It's time for some straight talk. You know where the full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best networks, same as big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, for up to 50% less than the big carriers. No contract, full coverage, 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say on the toy boat in your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I left the military with a traumatic brain injury. I came home to fight depression, anxiety, and alcohol.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Adam Greathouse, Army veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
With DAV's help, I built a new life for myself.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory is just experiencing life.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to dav.org.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get more miles on the road with O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system means better gas mileage for your car. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Plus, earn double O rewards points. For a clean, lubricated, more fuel-efficient system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back at 358, our first bottle of bourbon going out to Michael from Newhall. Not sure if Buttons knows him or not. No, does not know him, but a fellow Benton Countyite.
I'm pretty sure Benton County knows it's bourbon.
I would have, very much so. Like everywhere else, right? Good bourbon. And we'll have your chance to win another bottle of Cedar Ridge bourbon coming up tomorrow. You must be 21 years of age or older to win. And looking forward to that. We may have a question for you to answer coming up tomorrow. We also have another golf question. We didn't get to that today. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll also maybe talk about who the ratings for the U.S. Open are not going to be good because it was going up against the NFL, the NBA, other things. Oh, 1345 asks, how about them Cowboys, Buttons? How
did that happen?
10 points in, what, a minute to steal one from the jaws of defeat yesterday for the Dallas Cowboys. So they got the job done. More on the NFL coming up with Todd and Alex. They're coming your way next with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Cyclone Coaches Show tonight, 6:30, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM for you this evening. So tune in to that. And Monday Night Football, the Saints and the Raiders from Vegas tonight.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm Christine Lisi. This just in, 49.